KWCO FM HD1 Chickasha. It's time for news.
Fair and 64. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today, Saturday, May 26th. News sponsored by DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, First National Bank and Trust in Sevier Funeral Home, Chickasha and Tuttle. Looks like a great Memorial Day weekend. Highs in the mid-90s today and tomorrow. Low 90s for Monday. No rain. Yet another delay in the opening of the new surgery suites at Grady Memorial Hospital. The story coming up in today's Cool News.
Airvana is defined as the ultimate level of comfort you'll achieve with the presence of a new Lennox home comfort system. And now when you buy a new Lennox system at DeHart Air Conditioning, you can choose between up to $1,700 in rebates or up to 72 months interest-free financing. Airvana is just another way we make you feel better. So call DeHart Air Conditioning at 405-224-0184 or visit us at DeHartAC.com.
The opening of the new surgery center at Grady Memorial Hospital put on hold once again. State inspectors still have not signed off on the final punch list of discrepancies that need to be taken care of before they can move in. In a soft opening of the new surgery and imaging center a couple of weeks ago, hospital administrator Keen Spellman had hoped they could move in and have their first surgeries this week. But Spellman said inspectors found a minor flaw in a closet, which Spellman said could be easily repaired with some new sheetrock. Spellman said the fix could be confirmed by sending a photo to the state inspector so he wouldn't have to make a return visit to Chickasha. When the hospital finally does get its occupancy permit, it'll take a little over a week to move in all the equipment and also sterilize all the surgery tools. Spellman now says the target date for the first surgery is Monday, June 4th. There have been no surgeries performed at the hospital since August of 2015, when federal and state regulators closed the previous operating rooms due to age. Grady County voters approved a 25-year, one-quarter penny county sales tax to build the new $17 million addition. The new construction also includes a new imaging center. That center won't be ready till the end of June. A man arrested in connection with a stolen go-kart is now formally charged with grand larceny. In addition to that felony, 25-year-old Kason Joseph Daniel Gregg of Chickasha charged with a misdemeanor of knowingly concealing stolen property. Gregg arrested by Chickasha police earlier this week in connection with the Grady County Sheriff's investigation into a stolen go-kart. Gregg was also wanted for failure to pay on a 2015 guilty plea on a domestic violence case in which he received a two-year deferred sentence. Gregg remains in jail on a $39,000 bond. He's to be back in court June 28th to announce his attorney with a preliminary hearing conference set for July 11th. A man charged with stalking a department store employee is charged with a misdemeanor in connection with the alleged assault. 26-year-old Brian Clinton Cooper arrested at Walmart this week when a worker complained that Cooper was following her around the store, hugged her and touched her hair, even lifted up her shirt to put money in her pants pocket without her permission. Cooper remains in jail pending a $2,000 bond. He's to announce his attorney June 28th. The case scheduled for a misdemeanor disposition dock July 13th. Cooper pleaded guilty to misdemeanor domestic violence charges out of Alec in 2015. More cool news coming right up.
Think your grandparents are more likely to fall for internet scams than you are? According to national news reports, internet thieves are more successful scamming young people than grandparents. I'm Randy Talley with First National Bank and Trust Company. Protect yourself with our new FNBT 360 checking account with Ultimate ID. You get 3-bureau credit monitoring, instant inquiry alerts, credit score tracker, and fully managed identity fraud recovery services. Call or visit First National Bank, member FDIC.
This was his old chair, the one he sat in to watch his favorite games. You think he's just in the backyard, raking up the last of the leaves, but the yard's empty, and you know it. It takes time to grieve the loss of family and friends. For 70 years and now 3 generations, Sevier Funeral Home has been guiding families through their losses, helping them gradually turn their sorrow into lasting memories of a loved one now gone. Sevier Funeral Home, Chickasha and Tuttle.
A ceremony to remember military veterans who lost their lives in combat will be held at Grady County Veterans Memorial on Monday. Memorial Day, originally set aside to honor those who died in the Civil War, then expanded to include all men and women who died while serving their country. The Oklahoma Veterans Recognition Committee will hold the ceremony at 11 o'clock Monday at the Veterans Memorial at Shannon Springs Park. Guest speaker is Mark Oschenbein, retired from the Army Special Forces, who now works with the National Soldiers Wish Program. Following Monday's ceremony, the Chickasha Elks Lodge will serve free lunch to veterans and their spouses. Landowners wanting to implement the conservation programs might consider taking advantage of a USDA program that might help fund those improvements. Eligible landowners can receive up to $5,000 with this cost share program. The money can be used to implement soil conservation practices, including cover crop planting, forage and biomass planting, critical area planting, even ponds and water wells. The cost share rate, 75% of the state average cost, again up to $5,000. Applications accepted through June 25th. Contact your local conservation district for more information. Here's what we're talking about this weekend. Our Cool Conversation guest this week is Chickasha State Representative David Perriman, recapping some of the activity at the state capitol this past legislative session. And on Real Estate Today with John Mosley, this week's guest is Leanne Smith with the Oklahoma Home Finance Agency, which offers down payment assistance to first-time home buyers. The Cool Conversation coming up about this time next hour, followed at 8:30 by Real Estate Today. We do have links to both programs on our website. Listen to them whenever you want. Go to cool1055fm.com. You'll find them under the Community tab. Our weather forecast calling for sunshine throughout the Memorial Day weekend. Mid-90s for the high today and tomorrow. Low 90s for Monday, but no rain. Right now, fair 64 downtown Chickasha. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line, 222-2233. Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
It's hard to believe, but it's true. The air in your home is not as clean as you think. Indoor pollutants like pollen, mold, and pet dander can wreak havoc on your sinuses, sleep patterns, and overall comfort. Give DeHart Air Conditioning a call to discuss their home comfort filtering systems. Installed on the air handler of your home comfort system, this equipment uses ultraviolet light to destroy unwelcome particles in the air before they're recirculated in your home. Call DeHart Air Conditioning today to find out more. 224-0184. DeHart, your Climate Master Geo Elite dealer.
In sports, the USAO softball team scores an opening round win in the NAIA Softball Championship. A 6-run seventh inning propelled the number 4 seed Drovers to a 6-0 win over number 5 seed Indiana Wesleyan in Clermont, Florida last night. The Drovers held to only 2 hits through the first 6 innings. All 6 USAO runs in the 7th scored when 2 were out. Keely Kingsley's bases-loaded single turned out to be the game-winning hit, but then Dakota Klaus followed with an infield RBI single, and then Chloe Clifton blasted a decisive bases-clearing double for a 5-0 lead, a final Drover run scored on an error. Freshman pitcher Emily Cerny picked up her 30th win of the year with a complete game shutout victory. She scattered 6 hits and struck out 8, didn't walk anybody. USAO now off until Monday, when they'll play the winner of today's game between top seed Georgia Gwinnett and number 9 seed Freed Hardeman of Tennessee. Number 2 seed Oklahoma City University, the 2-time defending champions, had a first-round bye. They play number 10 seed Columbia, Missouri this afternoon. The OU softball team wins game 1 of its NCAA Super Regional. The number 4 seed Sooners took care of number 13 seed Arkansas 7-2 in game 1 of the best of 3 series in Norman last night. The teams play again at noon today. A win for the Sooners puts them back in the Women's College World Series, where they won back-to-back national titles. Should Arkansas win, a third and deciding game would be played at noon tomorrow. The Oklahoma Sooner baseball team survives a second elimination game in the Big 12 tournament at the Bricktown Ballpark in Oklahoma City. The number 4 seed Sooners down number 8 seed Kansas 4-2 last night. So the Sooners advance to the bracket finals, where they must beat number 5 seed Baylor twice to advance to the tournament title game. Baylor defeated OU 4-0 in the first game of the series on Wednesday. And number 7 seed West Virginia eliminated number 3 seed Texas Tech with a 12-3 romp over the Red Raiders last night. The Mountaineers go to their bracket finals against number 6 seed TCU. TCU sent West Virginia to the loser's bracket earlier in the tournament. Oklahoma City Dodgers opened their series at Nashville last night with a 5-2 win. That series continues in Nashville through Tuesday. The NBA Eastern Conference Final Series will go to a seventh and deciding game as LeBron James led the Cleveland Cavaliers to a 109-99 win over Boston last night, evening the series at three games each. LeBron scored 46 points in what was a must-win game for the Cavs. The final game of that series in Boston tomorrow night, the winner moves on to the NBA Finals. The Houston Rockets could advance to the finals with a win tonight, but it'll have to come on the road at Golden State. The Rockets lead the Western Conference Finals 3-2. Houston did win Game 4 at Oakland this past Tuesday. Now, if Golden State wins tonight, that series goes to a seventh and deciding game, which will be played in Houston Monday night. Our Cool News weather and sports this morning brought to you by Sevier Funeral Home, Chickasha and Tuttle, First National Bank and Trust, and DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning.